She's not even close to mine. She's gay, shimmer-eyed. She's seriously loaded. She's fighting to stop poisoning the youth, confronting the liars in the House of Lords, calling out those killers in the hospital wards. She's gay, shimmerized. She's not in it for the money. She's gay, shimmerized. So seriously funny. The most dangerous woman in the whole UK. She's a natural nurse in a toxic world. She's gonna help save the day. She's my kind of girl. She's gay, she's erotic. She's not in for the morning. She's gay, she's erotic. So serious.
As useless as a screen door on a submarine. Fade without words, baby. It just ain't happening.
One is your left hand, one is your right. It'll take
two strong arms to hold on tight.
Some folks have cut off their nose just to spite their face. I think you need
some words to show
for your alleged faith. Well, there's a difference, you know,
between having faith and playing make-believe.
One will make you grow,
the other one just make you sleep.
Talk about it,
yeah.
But I really think you ought to take
a leap off of the ship
before you claim to walk on water.
Fade without words,
like a song you can't sing.
It's about as useless as a screen door on a submarine.
Fate comes from God, from every word that he breathes. He lets you take it to your.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQRS TV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and, excuse me, for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns about to hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this morning. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's two videos at the top of the page. The one on the left side is an educational video from Bradley. He is out in Colorado. In fact, I was going to bring, I'll make mention of this in just a second, but I'll tell you where he's going to be this weekend. That's an educational video on the China social credit system. It seems like that's already starting to have an impact. You're probably going to hear some of that this morning on the show here with Kate. The right side of the page is where we're at. Click on the play button, blow it up whatever device you got. Look for the Rumble icon, bottom right-hand corner of that video. Click on that. That'll take you over to Rumble. We've got some friends over there this morning. Good morning, guys. Good to see you. And while you're there, please subscribe to that channel, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Sons of Liberty Radio Live. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page over there. DLive.tv at the Sons of Liberty, a number of Facebook pages that have my name, as well as our Sons of Liberty Media Facebook page. Good morning to all you guys. Good to see you. I see some of you in the chat there. It's great to have you guys with us as well. Let me make mention of this. Bradley is, I want to get the right thing here. Okay, so today is, what is today? Is today the 27th? This is the 27th. So tomorrow, right, I'm just going to bring this up. This is Bradley's schedule. You can find this right at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over there. Tomorrow, June the 28th, 2025, from 10 a.m. to 4, picnic in the park at Parrish Park in Johnstown, Colorado. You guys out there in Colorado, KHNC 1360. It's going to be an event there. Bradley will be speaking at it. So if you guys are interested, that's tomorrow. Oh, it's today. I'm sorry. Thank you for the correction. I don't know why I had the 26th in my mind. I did the emails last night. Sometimes my days all just run together. It's today. I'm so sorry. Thank you for that correction, Lori. Yeah, today, 10 o'clock a.m. to 4 p.m., Johnstown, Colorado. That's where you can go. Parrish Park. It's called Picnic at the Park. And Bradley will be out there with his family there. All right. Kate will be with us in just a little bit. She was getting a few other things taken care of. As you know, she's having to take so much time out and doing the stuff, dealing with her daughter, to even affect some of her business and stuff and what she does. So I'm trying to be very, you know, we're trying to be very accommodating, very patient with her in that, because I think she brings us good information and she documents it. Unlike certain outlets that have come out this week, the pedophile-backed BBC, this Mariana Spring, I tell you what a disgusting young lady to take a woman who's lost her daughter and to attack her openly after she's been told, you don't have all the facts, you don't have the, and you go, Tim, have you seen a lot of this? Yeah, I've seen a lot of it. I bite my tongue about a lot of stuff as to what I can or cannot say. But I've seen it. There is evidence of everything Kate's saying. There's no need to doubt her. But they've come out and using her own sons against her. This is the piece, BBC. And I have people, let me just say it to the other people, where they're using her sons against her. And she even says, Tim, I have documentation that shows what many of the things they're saying are just lies. Now, she said, look, there's some truth to certain things, but it's not what they're making it out to be, and the evidence will show what it is. And by the way, I know some people want to pick on Kate and say, well, she does this and she does that. No, if you've been listening, you know, we're in our sixth year here, so there's a lot of recording. In our 6 years, I can tell you this of what I've seen. I've seen a woman off air who God is tremendously changing. And I mean that. I'm not trying to blow her up because this isn't her. But I have seen a lot of off-air things with Kate that it demonstrates repentance. And you've heard it on the air too. You've heard things about what she said she had been engaged in. And I think this is important for people to keep up with simply because when somebody has already told you and they've demonstrated that repentance, you don't stay on them. You don't keep trying to bash them. Those are the ones who are actually doing what they're supposed to, which is repentance. Now, I wanted to start off the show today with this. And I know some Christians are going to have a hard time, but you need to understand this is the Word of God too. Okay? And I'm going to read this as a prayer on behalf of Kate. Because, you know, David would pray what's called imprecatory psalms. Okay? Now, I know some people don't like, you know, the imprecatory psalms. What is that, Tim? Well, these are ones where you're calling upon God, you're invoking Him to judge your case on behalf of you and your behalf against your enemies. And so this is what, you know, the enemies are not ready to face yet. This is my prayer of the Word of God for Kate. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, Psalm 109. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries. Do you remember we talked about love as telling the truth? Love tells the truth, right? But I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord Yahweh continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from Yahweh the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I become as a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Yahweh, the Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion, as with a mantle. And I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Amen and amen. All right. Kate's going to share some things this morning. I don't know exactly all where we're going, but there's been some developments, not only with her, but even with her friend, Dee Manny, this morning, we're finding out. So I'm going to turn some things over to Kate. And Kate, well, that's our prayer for you there, sister, because I believe that we ought to pray, like what you said, you take it to the courts of heaven, and that's what we're doing. While we're called to love and to bless and all that other, we're to take it to the Lord and let him do these things. And so that's the meaning for the prayer this morning. But good morning, Kate. Good to see you.
Good morning, and thank you for that. It was lovely. You've disappeared, Tim. Completely disappeared.
Yeah, I did. I don't know what happened there. This is for you. Excuse me just a second. Let me see. Go ahead. I'll see if we can get you up here. I don't know why.
Yeah, the Panorama, the TV program, came out this week in the UK, and it was an orchestrated attack across the press in every single newspaper. Social media, you've got, you know, TV personalities and doctors that are well known actually calling me a murderer, which is outrageous. The coroner did nothing to stop it. And there were documents leaked from the bundle. We didn't engage with them. What I'm seeing from the coroner is this just acting ultra virus. It's not even within line with the law. They're trying to cover everything. That's a separate show, and you know, I'm answering them. But the attack was horrific. And I even had somebody on my garden just gone midnight at night. My dogs were going berserk. And then my dog just stood growling while the dog, I saw his tail wagging in the dark, and then I saw some feet. And this is a bottom garden. I back onto a wood and I ran into my house. I was on the phone. I have told the police about that because the police did come to my house the next day. I've had so many death threats, horrific abuse levied at me. You know, if that's the best that people can do, reporters banging on my front door. So he was hunted off. And then I did record him once. I told him to get off of my land. I was most upset that they hounded my daughter, my other daughter, who's just finished her exams, and she's young. She won't engage with them either. And they have nothing. And I hadn't watched Panorama. I don't have a TV. But I did watch it last night whilst I gave an interview to David Clues on Unity News, where I used to do a show on. And once I watched it with David's commentary, it was entertaining. It was so bad. There was no evidence at all. They'd got this doctor on there who David said he looked like Joker off Batman. But he did have a very strange look. He had a tick. This constant tick as he was being interviewed. It was just, he was overweight. He looked unhealthy. Lots of little nevi on his face, which is indicative of insulin resistance. Then they had a woman on there who said, she was a breast surgeon. She's an author of a book, and I've a breast cancer. She's had breast cancer. And she's on there saying, you don't need to do your research. I've done it for you. Really? Is that not what Jacinta
said? Isn't that nice?
Isn't that what Jacinta Ardern said, the Prime Minister of New Zealand? We will be your only source of information, the government. And I just thought, this is like a wacko. It's like a mind control Panorama. And you've got my son sitting there, and as he's being interviewed, and as he starts to talk, his eyes are doing... I mean, anybody watching that who's trained in cross-examination or interrogation would spot it straight away that it was just lies.
Yeah.
I was concerned about my other son. I thought he looked very overweight. He didn't ever look like that. He looked concerned. I thought he looked a little bit unkempt. I was concerned about him because he'd also had heart issues and been off school for, missed all his school year and had to repeat it. He was in a wheelchair. And I was concerned when I saw him. I don't want to say too much about that. I just don't want to speak ill of my kids, to be perfectly honest. It's between them and God now. They know they're lying, particularly the older boy. But then they had on one of my daughter's friends. Now, that was a big betrayal because she was not on that show, but on a podcast she'd said about she's a dentist. And she said about how the last time she saw my teeth, my daughter, her teeth were so bad. So I did. I took a picture at my daughter's birthday party of the two of them sitting. And then I had a picture of that side of my daughter's face that would have been next to this girl, which I took close up of her laughing, beautiful teeth. And she said, oh, when she came to our house, you know, she started using my toothpaste. It was a propaganda.
Gosh.
Fluoride.
Wow.
They took one program. You even got thrown in the comments on social media, Tim.
Yeah, let me address that just a second. For Allison, whoever you are, I don't know who you are. I don't have anything to answer for, but you got a lot to answer for when you can listen to the show and you can hear it sort of from the horse's mouth right here. You've seen the documents. We're going to show probably some other things at what they're doing here too eventually. But I don't have anything to answer for. You do for listening to the pedophiles at the BBC. And you say, why do you say that? That's what the statue is right in front of their building. That's what they uphold. They protect pedophiles. So if you want to listen to that and not listen to the other side of what's actually went on, well, then that's on you. You're going to have something to answer for the Lord says that he's not going to hold them guiltless if you take the Christ name. I don't know if you do or not, but he's not going to hold you guiltless for doing that and then behaving the way you're doing. And he's not going to let a lying tongue go away. If you're going to promote that, you know, Proverbs talks about one man sounds right until his neighbor comes along and challenges him. And you haven't listened to the challenge. What you've listened to are accusations without evidence. Where's the evidence of anything that they said in that interview? Where's the evidence of it? And the fact of the matter is, they really don't have it, do they?
No, they didn't show anything. And
yeah.
But this dentist, my daughter and I discussed, we'd had a very funny conversation about funerals. And she told me who she would want. And everybody who knows me knows I'm not having one. I'm not paying for a funeral for anybody, to anybody. I'm going the body bag straight into the incinerator. It doesn't make any difference to me because I'll be in judgment. It's just my vessel that I experience this life in. I'll be long gone. But this girl who was my daughter's friend, and she'd invited to her birthday party with just a couple of friends that we'd had in Brighton, had said, I'd invited her to the funeral, the life celebration. And I said that I would give her the exact location, like I did the others. There was just a small group. And she'd called them selfish on this other interview that done. And she said she'd decided not to come. Well, she did. I got a text from her saying she wasn't coming. And could she send me the link? This is your discernment right now. I immediately, when I read her text, I thought, there's something wrong here. And I don't like her response. I never sent her the link. And I just forgot all about it. I just didn't bother. There she is on iPlayer. I think it was on. And she said she said that the people at the funeral were selfish and that she was going to get the link, a private, intimate funeral. She was going to get the link and send it to everyone. Who does she think she is? Who does she think she is? She's just appeared on a propaganda spouting that my daughter had bad teeth. She betrayed my daughter, this Chantel girl. And there's her face. Well, you know what? When you stick your head up like that and you lie, I'm going to defend my daughter to the hilt now. And those pictures of the birthday party, I've blotted the other faces out, and my daughter's teeth that I've homed in on, I'm going to put out there. Now, I waited for the dust to settle, and then I just put out my daughter's own statements to the High Court. And that's seen me get removed from social media overnight. So I've been taken off.
Yeah, I was putting up this was the statement you had on X from your daughter.
I put up three now.
Yep.
I was removed from Facebook, not even a warning. I just got told I wasn't on there anymore. Instagram, same. TikTok 2 days earlier, you're banned. I don't care. I really don't care.
And you're sharing with me that Dee, they pulled her book from Amazon. Is that a result from this too, you think?
Yeah, because they know that, you know, I promote Dee's products. Yeah, they're coming after everyone. The Panorama program, it was quite interesting because it was a really good advertisement for natural health. It really was. And listen, I know what I look like in the morning, and only the chihuahuas will tell you it ain't pretty. And there I am on every single one of these pieces of video footage as a 50, whatever I was then, 56-year-old woman. I'm nearly 60. I'm 60 in a few months' time. Every single one of these pieces of footage they put me on, I looked slim, glamorous, nice, articulate. And I thought, it's interesting. And there's Mariana, who's only a young woman walking down my high street in my town, looking grubby, overweight. And the doctor she puts on, the very doctor that was on this program talking about, you don't need to do your research, I've done it for you. Her Twitter account, she's saying that women are just being used as sperm vessels, semen vessels, and how she's pro-termination on her page. And, you know, we've been researching, Stuart found babies as young as 5.5 weeks gestation feel intense pain. And they don't give them painkillers when they're ripping them to pieces and aborting them. So here's your woman who said that, you know, it was terrible. Women were being viewed as semen vessels. How revolting is that? So these are the people they had on this panorama program. And they didn't have anyone on there that said, well, I was sent home to die of chemo and I'm still alive and well today. I mean, it was just, they kept scanning out and showing all these housing estates and then the music. And then they had my son's face. And then it would go to Mariana's face looking vexed and listening intently. It was just bonkers. It was actually pathetic journalism. And anyone watching that and listening to them and sending me death threats, you've kind of just showed me your IQ. And remember, your IQ isn't dependent on your education. You don't need an ology or letters after your name to be intelligent. But that, if you're sending me death threats for that, you seriously, you know, I can't help you. The Lord said, he's my shepherd. And he's leading me to the still waters, to green pastures.
Amen.
And those people, it's not for me. It's for me to put it out there, and then the blood's not on my hands. But if you're still wandering in that darkness following Satan, what can I do? I mean, that literally was the biggest piece of propaganda nonsense ever. And even in the newspapers, I haven't looked at any of it, but it said, I want my mother to burn in hell. What a terrible thing. They're using my sons. They're using them. I believe one of my sons is compromised. You have never seen anybody go after somebody like this. Don't forget, my daughter was able to make her own decisions as well, consent. But I wasn't her practitioner. She chose it. All the evidence is there. We've put all the evidence out, but nobody's ever gone after anybody. So you have to scan out and go, why? Why now?
Yeah, why now? Yeah, and just a little warning there. Yeah. Just a little warning. And again, this is out of love for your sons. You guys, you're messing with the wrong thing. The Lord says you're to honor your mother and father. I think I've heard one guy, and like in my real life, I heard one guy, he was a friend of mine, and he just was, we sat at a table with his parents because they asked me to drive him somewhere. It was going to be like 6 hours for something. And he was just so disrespectful. There was a rough bunch of people that I hung out with, but he was so disrespectful. I was just sitting there like, what in the world? As soon as we went out, I said, if you ever talk to your mom and dad like that in front of me again, I'm going to beat you in front of them. I mean, that's the way and I told him, I said, you don't do that to mom and dad. And I wasn't even a Christian then, but I was so offended that he would sit there and talk to his parents like that. But to be fair, even though they loved him, the problem was they kind of coddled the behavior too. But still, that doesn't give him the right to dishonor his mother and father the way he was. And that's what I was seeing with your sons there. So guys, you would be wise to repent. You really would, for your own sakes.
Yeah. And, you know, my other daughter, oh gosh, finally, you know, I've done so many prayers. She sent me a video this week, a photograph this week. And she said, this is my boyfriend. She has a boyfriend of the last 2 months. So, of course, I went straight in and said, who is he? What does he do? Where's he from? How old is he? And with, you know, I wanted to know everything. And then I thought, oh gosh. And then I went, your hair looks nice. She came back to me. She started talking all about, you know, have you seen what her brother had done? Had I seen what her brother had done? And the reporters had been hassling her as well. They're contacting my daughter about the death of her sister. It's such an invasion of privacy. And she said, that's when she then talked about the boyfriend, but she kept mentioning God. I think that they need to find God. They need to be on their knees. And it was quite interesting because she then sends me the picture of the boyfriend. Then she said, I zoomed in like a mother does, like a detective, at every square inch of him. And I noticed he had a chain around his neck. And I noticed this particular clasp and where this type of gold and this clasp is from. I said, what's that piece of jewelry around his neck and where's he from? And she said, he's Greek Orthodox Christian. And he's at uni with her. And she said, I think he's the one. And I was like, hallelujah. This is why she's, so now she's found herself a good Christian man. And this was wonderful for me. So, you know, I wanted to, are you still there, Tim?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, you've disappeared. I can't see you now on the screen. So you see, through all of this, she's saying, you know, that they feel guilty. And I think this is the problem with my sons. I saw it with my second son. You know, they've lost their sister. They're grieving and they never saw her. They were estranged from her. She didn't want to see them because of the way Sebastian had treated her the last time he saw her. It was so appalling. And he's got that inside of him. He'll know that. He'll know it because he knows he upset her and she wouldn't go for dinner with him. She was crying. That's the last time he saw her. That's within him now. He'll feel, I know it will bother him. He's not all, you know, he might be being deceived and used just now, but he has a wonderful side to him. And my other son did look very upset. So now they're buoyed up. On social media, they're buoyed up and they are saying some terrible things that are against the law and making threats, which makes me think they're being used. This is all to distract people from what is actually being exposed. Paloma's death has exposed the adrenaline, the organ donor, the NORS team, the SNODS nurses, the paramedic 2 trial, the paramedic 3 trial. They've used everything to shut us down. And even now, we want the coroner who signed off on the autopsy to not take any tissue samples, only to do a standard autopsy, not to open our daughter's head, not to do any toxicology, which she should have done. The pathologist should have done. Now suddenly, these people are not going to be there, really. These are the really key witnesses. They are trying to cover up. They are trying to cover up that this was, at the moment, we're saying gross negligence manslaughter, and they're trying to keep talking about cancer to stop talking about what is going to affect all of us, because this is the real thing. We've covered it on your show, Tim. This is why they want it shut up. And then I find out the lengths that they've gone to try and shut me up.
Yeah, this one right here, do you want to talk about this bill?
It shocked me, but it's been pulled. Because it was so illegal, so stupid. So, you know what? I don't need the title of nurse.
Can we show what it, can I bring that up?
I've nursed my children.
This is the bill they introduced. Tell people what, to make provision about the use of the title nurse and for connected purposes. This came out like this week?
But it's been pulled.
And it was, and you believe they were trying to push this
through. Why they mentioned me all the way through. What it is it's a bill.
Okay.
So the title of nurse in the UK, if you're trained and qualified, you're a nurse till the day you die. You don't just lose your mention. That's why I've dropped it. They can shove nurse up their rear ends. It doesn't make any difference to me. Kate Shemarani is good enough for me. Everybody knows who I am. So they said veterinary nurses can use it. Nursery nurses. Well, what about nurse educator, nursing mother? And what they want is they want the title of nurse now protected, not just registered, so that you can't use it. But more sinister than that is they wanted a bill, they wanted a law passed retrospectively. So they go in and they start talking about a man that made it onto a ward who wasn't a nurse. He made it into the hospital. And then as soon as they got the first bill passed, they then talk all the way through about me, Kate Shemarani, and how I'm an anti-vaxxer. and the nurses are wonderful and they need me stopped. Then they say, I had an aesthetics clinic, Botox, filler, peels, and intravenous vitamins now. Many, many clinicians up and down the country and aesthetics clinicians can do this. And I have to say, whereas before I used to say, well, they shouldn't, they're not nurses. These people that are doing this, a lot of the nurses do it as a sideline and the doctors are doing it as a sideline. A lot of these aestheticians are very well trained, very, very well trained in the big clinics because they have to be. They do much more training. So as long as they're safe and insured, they even said that they wanted to remove my right to work. So I couldn't even do that to stop me from doing that. Even though I'd be doing it as a different business, it's doing intravenous vitamins for health. They want to take away my ability to work. So all the way through, they want it retrospectively, a law passed to jail you if you use the term nurse. Jail you.
That's just crazy.
And give you a level 4 fine. Now, somebody in their right mind must have looked at this and said, this is really illegal. Because I think it was 1700 and something, they stopped you being able to do this. Because it means that you could be sitting there and something you've done years ago, they passed the law back to before you did it. You get jailed for something you did years ago.
That's crazy.
So this, I think there was only once in history Winston Churchill used it. We all know he was a crook. And this is what they were doing. And you had all of these nursing magazines, like little witches around a coven, cheering it on and delightfully gleeing in that it's going to get passed. It's going to get passed. And they pulled it. Well, you know what? This shows you the level that these people, why are they doing this all through the bill on Hansard, where it's recorded as my name all through. So they were trying to use a bill instead of a court hearing quietly. Why? Because they are coming after the entire Western world with adrenaline, 1 milligram every 3 minutes. The World Health Organization has announced they're going to be following the paramedic 2. People, it's all there in black and white. Now all the paramedic associates, they're going to be shooting everyone in the leg and in the USA, Canada with adrenaline. Organ donors, it's all there. It is all there. It is so horrific. And I've been blowing the whistle on it with Stuart, who is an incredible researcher. So this is what they do when they come after you. They need you to shut up. They need you to stop. They need you. You know, if it was someone who was a less strong disposition, they could have committed suicide based on what they've done to me. You know, to hound you at your door, to get hundreds of people calling you a murderer. If you take to any platform and point at a particular person and name them, you can't do that. It's against the law in the UK. Hurty words. They even wrote my address. They gave my full postal address all over social media. And people were saying someone needs to do her in. Then there are threats of, you know, if you open your mouth, if you do any more interviews, if you're on any platforms, you've been warned you're going to be nuked.
Now, Kate, let me just ask an obvious question here. Isn't this the same government that was out when people were posting for the parades and the protests and stuff during the convids? Isn't this the same one that was going after people for posting stuff like that online, posting quote unquote disinformation about the convids, you know, attacking people in the streets because they didn't have a mask on out in the open and all this? But yet you've got people online that have clearly issued threats. They've clearly tried to push people towards violence. Not just to be against your position, but to actually, as you said, take you out. Were these courageous cops over there in dealing with the criminals? The thing I see is they're all on the same team there. And this is where the light's got to shine, and it's got to shine on all the cockroaches here. And you know, as we've said here, I don't believe for 1 minute that the police are necessarily our friends. They are agents of the state. Just look, try to get them to do the right thing, when they're doing the wrong thing. And what are they thinking about? My job, my paycheck, my family. That's an agent of the state. We don't need those. We need those who uphold the law. And that's only going to come from the people. That's really only going to come from the people. And that's in your country and in mine, by the way. So it applies in both areas. Sorry. Just wanted to throw that.
Yeah, you know, they've said they even, you know, have even threatened my ex-husband and his baby. You know, it's just...
What a bunch of sick people.
They've even, key witnesses, the coroner knew this was coming. They want this. This is what the state wants. Then it's not on their hands, is it? You know, this is what they do. None of my neighbors actually have knocked on my door or sent a text or even put a thing in saying, are you okay? Nothing. But I have had lots of support from every direction. And I was supposed to be at a festival today doing it. And there was a lot of people there that had gone to see me. But I didn't want to leave my elderly pets in the house all day. And I was taking my dogs with me, but, you know, I just didn't want to leave my house for that length of time. But this is what they do. In the United Kingdom, we've just had three young men who dragged a 15-year-old girl into a van, raped her in the most horrific way, all of them together, and videoed themselves doing it. And they've not been given a jail sentence at all. But we have a young woman who happened to say something on social media, a mother of children, younger woman, and she happened to say something about the immigrants and the hotels and when there was the riots. And I think it was on the back of where some people were killed, children. She was jailed for a post on social media that she removed. She's been jailed for a couple of years. Her
couple of years for a post?
Yeah, and she's just been beaten in her cell. She's covered. It was alleged that she was moved to a cell with feces all in it and beaten by guards. That's what it's been
good
alleged.
Grief.
Her family are deeply concerned for her because she's covered in bruises. They're telling her she speaks about it. And yet you've got three young men with their own video footage have just been released. They're not being jailed for a 15-year-old who they raped in all orifices or her. And you have a judge who's dressed in his full Freemason regalia, and he released them. I mean, if you think that this country's not lost, if you don't believe it's lost.
It's the Lord saying that he'll turn the nation into hell that forgets him, or they turn their back on him. That's what he's doing, and he's doing it here too. Because the people won't honor him with justice. They pervert the course of justice. They don't seek it.
Yeah, and you know, people are not quite getting it. It's like the children will run riot. They won't go to bed, and when they're toddlers, they're running around. No matter how tired they are, they'll keep going till their behavior comes so wild because they're beside themselves with tiredness. We have to parent our children. We have to parent them. We have to feed them the right foods. We have to give them, you know, sunshine. We have to make sure that they have a routine, that they go to bed and get adequate sleep so that they can thrive, so that they can grow. We have to school them. That's what our Lord and Creator does, Yahweh. He's our parent. He schools us. So if you think that running around all over the place, shouting for blood, is going to actually improve what is happening, you're deceived. What you need to be doing is be quiet, turn off the music with all this filth and sex and everything else in it. Turn off the television. Turn it all off. Pick up scripture. Go to the Greek translation if you don't trust the King James. Start reading it. Read it out loud or listen to it when you're working if you must, through your earphones like I do, and then switch it off and just be quiet. And you'll know what to do. It'll come to you, your discernment, the Holy Spirit. And the way out of this is not to bring anger, because it lowers the frequency. It's to accept that we love the sinner. We dislike the sin. So we have to show them. We have to lead by example. And the leading by example is what will end all of this. You know, we say, well, we we don't want what you're doing with this adrenaline and everything else. So we're going to lead by example in a new system. We're going to set it up. You know, Dave Cartland, the doctor, Dr. Dave Cartland, has just been struck off as a doctor. He's married. He's got four children. He's being terribly blackmailed again by another doctor for money. He's already given him a load of money. I disagreed and said he shouldn't do it in the beginning, but he's now being blackmailed for more money. And this is a doctor who's on TV, who has a social media account. That it's very odd for me to look at the photographs of what this gentleman posts. That's my personal opinion. It's not what I would post. But Dave has been so vilified, and yet we see doctors who have harmed people and then they skip the country before facing jail. And here was Dave just saying he had a few of the vaccines, and he's told people there, one of the, sorry, not jailed, struck off. One of the things they struck off, him off for was, you know, his views on COVID and the vaccines. Those vaccines, as Stuart has found, they didn't even have a placebo, the AstraZeneca one. It wasn't a placebo. They've literally lied all the way through with what they put in the placebo. They used something else. They used the meningitis vaccine, I believe it was, as a placebo. Now they're going to be putting this into all vaccines. It's horrific. So if you don't speak the devil's tongue, all nations will be deceived by the merchants and their sorcery. So I'm quite able to preach that. What is sorcery? In the Greek translation, it's pharmakia. It's all there for you to see. Then they're going to attack you. They're going to attack you. And so I think we have to, you know, the only thing that ever worked for me, let me tell you, I took it to the courts of heaven. I did a whole 45 minutes of solid prayer. And the next day, oh, the demons were having a full-on attack. They were on social media, bots everywhere. It was incoming was incredible. I just stayed off it. And then I posted something like I normally would about abortion and why we shouldn't be doing, you know, this, what Stuart found, that babies can feel pain and they use a drug later in abortions to inject the heart without a painkiller, whilst the baby's in vitro. And on death row, they can't do that because if the death doesn't occur imminently, they die in excruciating pain as this drug burns through the vessels. They don't give the painkiller to the babies when they inject them in their heart. And babies have far more pain receptors in vitro than they do when they're born per surface area to protect them. So I just went on and posted that. And then I suddenly remembered when I was going to bed that night, I thought, remember when you pray, they'll bring you out even more demons. You have to do it every day and do it more. So I've just gone into a lot of prayer. And that was one of the things I thought to myself, you know, I've not done my whole prayer warrior today and I must do it. So you've also prayed for me when two or more gather in his name, he's going to be there in the midst.
Yep.
And, you know, this is, look at these people, look what they're doing. And then you see this Hello magazine. I only saw it because I was just having a quick look online with Jeff Bezos's wife. You know, the one who went up to the moon in the rocket with Katy Perry. Come on, folks. And she's standing in a wedding dress and everyone's cooing over it. It's all, the world is just a big stage.
Yeah, but it's for ugly people too, isn't it?
Yeah, politics, yeah, all of it. You know, do you cover? You never need any more than enough. Having more than enough, doesn't make you happy. You need enough, just enough. Enough to keep the roof over your head, enough to put food on the table.
You know, Kate, it isn't even that. When you look to Scripture, Jesus or Paul says, with food and raiment or with food and clothing, be content. He doesn't even mention the shelter. I mean, Jesus himself said, I ain't even got a place to lay my head. I got the clothes on my back. Diogenes, that's it.
Yeah, Diogenes. Yeah. Diogenes lived in a terracotta pot. And he was so clever. Diogenes in the time of Hippocrates. Diogenes, sorry. You know, he lived in a terracotta pot. And when he saw all the people running around as the village was getting invaded and they were all panicking, he took his pot and rolled it down the hill, then got it and then ran back up and then ran down after the pot with his hands in his hair. When they said, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" He says, "I'm doing what you're doing. That's useless. I'm panicking. You know, he mocked them. He lived in a pot with these dogs. And it's, you know, why do you need all this stuff? I find it so vulgar. But going back, it doesn't matter how much money you've got if you've not got your health. So I went out for a walk as well last week with the amazing Linda Scottson of the Scottson Technique at the Hyperbaric Center. She's in her, I think she's mid-80s.
I believe that's what she is.
I was walking next to a spring chicken. We went for a walk, big long walk through the forest. She's walking along with her feet. She does this bounce technique as she walks with this little tiny frame. Then I watched her a little bit later. I was with her daughter, Lily. She had a client in and I could see through a bit of the glass. She's squatting. She's on the floor. She's kneeling. She's doing this technique. Incredible. And then I met her son again, who's an artist. He's in his mid-40s. The son that he has, what do they call it? Cerebral palsy. But he's completely, you know, his brain's not affected in any way. And he's an artist. And I spoke to him, wonderful. And she was told to leave him to die when he was born. And there she is, still working every day in her 80s. And she was probably more mobile than me. It was quite incredible, Tim. And we are told in scripture we should be living till we're over 120. And one of the things I noticed about and we talked about was she never overeats. She only eats a little amount and only when she's hungry. And so there you are, you know, gluttony. She, when you're in her presence, it's like bathing your soul. I can only describe it as that I had the most wonderful, relaxing, nurturing of my soul. And she was one of the people who, when Paloma was gone, she sent me the most incredible, beautiful text about the heart, about what the heart is and how it stores all of the love and how you're connected. And why something profound had happened to me within a couple of days of Paloma dying. Well, she wasn't died. She didn't die. She was, you know, she had a life ended. Let's just face it. And what is that called? It was planned. It was premeditated. But she explained it all to me and it was beautiful. And she, when her husband died, she'd got married later in life. And She knew him not very well. And then she went to an event and he was there and he wanted to dance with her. And then they invited him for Sunday lunch with her children, which she said they didn't normally do. So they had to have this lunch. And he gave her a hug afterwards. And I think he went and gave her a quick kiss and she went, "Oh, you can't do that. I don't do that. And I can't date unless I'm married." He said, "Okay, then will you marry me?" She's telling me this story. She marries this man and has 20 odd years with him, a beautiful marriage. And then she talked about the day he left. He was older than her. I think he was 90 or something. And they had this party on the garden. And I just thought this human being that I'm with is so precious. I must spend more time with her. I must learn what she's developed because that can't disappear. And I wouldn't have known her had it not been for Paloma and what happened to Paloma. So you see, all these things are all divinely orchestrated perfectly.
So yeah, I listened, you're saying that, and I listened to and I know we've talked about transplants, so I know the bad things that happened there, but I listened to a guy given sort of what had happened to him. He was 26 years old. He was a you know, fit, you know, nice looking young man. And he had a, there was some kind of fire, burned almost 80% of his body. And there was, they took hands. I don't know if it was the first hand, but he was the first recipient of a face transplant that that he got. But he's talked about, he wasn't worried about how he looked or anything. He was worried about his hands being able to work. He wanted to be able to work and provide for himself. And it just talked about how there was a nurse that kind of caught wind of him, and then they began to talk, and then now they've gotten married. And I just thought about all of the stuff that he went through, and this guy would look and he'd say, I don't like being burned. But he said, you know, it was because of that I found my wife. It was because of that I experienced these things. And I'm not trying to pick up on the transplant, but it was his perspective. He said, had I not had it, I'd still be a cocky 20. It humbled him, and you could tell it in his voice. And it's how people pick up that perspective of whatever hand God has dealt you in life. And look, you do whatever you have, you're to look to him for that. You really are. Otherwise, I don't see how you have any hope. If you're born into all kinds of, you know, some of these things that we talk about, abuse and all this, you go, is that the hand of the Lord? Well, I'm not necessarily saying it's the hand of the Lord, but I'm going to tell you that the Bible says that he can take for those who love him and are called according to his purposes, all things work together for your good. All things, even what we perceive as bad things. Well, tell me, have you had bad things happen to you? Yep. And the Lord, it happens to all of us. And by the way, bad things don't happen to good people. That only happened to one person. That was Jesus Christ. The rest of it happened because of things we've done, things other people do, and this, that, and the other. But the thing is the perspective. Where is our hope? Is it in men, fallen man, who do these things? Or is it in the God who made all things?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for me, everything that's happened, Panorama, it's just really shown that people, all of the alternative, as they call the alternative media, it looks like they're all out in my defense. You know, they can see what's happening, and everyone knows that everything's corrupt. Everything's corrupt. They're shining an even bigger light on it. You just said something there about children that are abused, and they say, if there was a God, why would he allow this? He isn't allowing this. You are.
Come on. That's right. That's exactly right.
If you went and watched, you know, the Sound of Freedom or whatever it was called, and then you went back to your life, you are allowing it. So, you know, you haven't done anything. But people like John Wedger are someone who does something about it. He worked in the police. He's been on the show, I think, Tim, you've had him on.
Yep.
And what they did to him when he tried to expose the 80 child abuse, child trafficking rings that he found around London, as a police officer, and what they tried to do to him. So if a child is born in and the family offer it, you know, for abuse or whatever, that is their trial. That is, the Lord knows the hour and the day of your death. He knows your coming and your going. That is their trial. Are they allowing it? Are they participating in it? And then the people that come into contact with them and know it's going on, do they turn away? Do they turn a blind eye? That is their trial. Are they actively going to stop it? Are they going to do something about it? That is their trial when they come about it. That is their life path. The Lord knows the beginning. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Nothing could convince me otherwise now. Yep. I never used to think this, but I can tell you, when I look back at everything I spoke over myself, it's happened. When I look back at the things that have happened throughout my life, I can see now, you know, I hear people still saying, why me? Why me?
Yeah.
You know, why me? Well, why are you asking out there? Ask in here. Why me? Why me? And I think one has to look at today they come for me.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
Kate, can you hold that thought for just a second?
I can't stay much longer. Okay. Because
we'll get that. Guys, check out KateShimarani.com, KateShimarani.com. Lord willing, we'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 a.m. for church. If you don't have a place to be, come join us here. And, Bradley will be with you on Monday. Okay. All right. I kind of threw that in there and I was like, what are we doing? Yeah, I'm going to be covering church tomorrow, 10 a.m. If you guys want to join us, we'll be looking at another feast of the Lord and how Jesus becomes the fulfillment of that. So if you guys want to join us 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow, again, get with the people of God and, you know, invite them in and fellowship with them and, you know, read the word, pray together, spur one another on, get loving good works. Let me tell you this, I'm going to let you finish your thought because I know you need to go. Wendy, thank you for your comment. I woke up this morning praying for you, and this came to mind: no one can stop you, but if it is from God, you will not be able to stop them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God, Acts 5:39. That's exactly right. That's the words of Gamaliel when he told the Sanhedrin. He's like, why are you going after these disciples? If it's from God, you're not going to stop it, but and you're going to find yourself fighting against God. But if it's not from God, it's going to come to nothing. And I think a lot of people recognize that here, Kate, with what's going on with you and what's happening here. And I got to tell you, your attitude and all this, you weren't on when the part where I was speaking, but I continually say this, and it isn't to build you up. I see God at work in you. And we've talked about this, even off air, the people, they see you on here, they might meet you out somewhere, but if they don't have these conversations and they see the changes in your life and they see the changes in your thinking, the repentance in your thinking over these things, just over the past 6 years, that's what I hope people are seeing. I'm hoping they see that God is at work in you, that this is what real repentance looks like. Yes, I used to do these things here. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I don't do them anymore, and here's why. And that, to me, is the very fruit of repentance. That's what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be, there's a change. We're new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And I hope that people see that in all of this. Boy, I tell you, even a gracious response that you have to all the attacks that you're facing, the use of your children, all of this other, that's the Lord. Because man can't produce, man just doesn't produce that. Man produces the exact opposite of that.
Yeah. And I you know, even people saying about the young woman, Mariana Springer, she is just a young woman. She's just a young woman. She's there in her career, getting all these accolades and prizes and awards for her show. And she's got all these people saying, yeah, you're great, Mariana, you're great. And she's written this book, and she's got 60 people, I think, working under her. And, you know, she said something in the book that I didn't say at all. And people say, oh, are you going to sue her? And I said, no, I couldn't be bothered. But at the same time, please don't stand in my corner for people attacking me, but then go and verbally attack them. It's not necessary to do that. Don't hate the sinner, hate the sin, because she's also a victim. She's young enough to be my child. Whether she's an agent working for, people are saying, oh, she works for this and she works for that. Maybe she does. Maybe she does. That just means she's deceived as well. All of these people, you know, that are in all these special forces all over, CIA, FBI, MI5, MI6, all of what they're doing, a lot of them know it's really bad what they're doing, but they get buoyed up by thinking, you know, that self-grandiose, that ego, the money, that they're all sins. You're not going to change them by appealing to trying to appeal to their human side. You just got to pray for these people and don't do it. But don't attack them personally, attack the sin. So what the whole BBC thing has done to attack a grieving family, to use their own children, to try and blow it apart, to try and create division, you know, that's what's wrong. To share that out in the media, the whole media is nothing more than whores for Satan. It really is. Because if you look at the garbage that they print, so turn away, turn the other cheek, don't buy their papers, don't watch their shows. Like I say, eventually, only because I was on David Clues, I started to watch it. And then I felt great peace watching it, because it was actually just really rubbish journalism. And then think about that for a minute. The Second World War. the Iraq War, as they called it, the Gulf War. Where did most of us get our information of what was actually happening?
CNN was what was going on there, yep.
Yeah, and the BBC. So give a prayer for your people in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and how many of them died? How many of those people died?
Oh, millions, yeah, a million or more, yeah.
And give a thought for everything. So you see, what is conditioning you? The TV, the media. So if you turn it off completely, I had a friend, she's not my friend anymore, which really makes me sad because we've been friends since we were children, since we were 13, 12 years old. And she was a police officer. She was a lovely woman. She married a police officer. They had police dogs and they had a couple of police babies. She was really lovely. And her husband was lovely. She was a very kind, lovely woman. And she eventually retired because it really did affect her emotional well-being. It really did. And, you know, she was really lovely. She completely stopped talking to me with the whole COVID thing all of those years. But when she did leave the police force because of her emotional, mental health and everything that she, you know, as long as I don't say her name, it doesn't matter. She'd basically gone to a job as a detective, ran up the stairs, and at the top of the stairs, she was met by the end of a double barrel sawn off shotgun that was loaded. And she suffered severely because of that, severely with PTSD. And she was lovely. So after that, she never watched the news. She didn't read any newspapers. She didn't watch any propaganda. And I used to say to her, because I used to watch, you know, the News 24, CNN, she went, I don't watch any. I don't know what's going on. I don't watch any of it. She said, if I watch any of that, I can't be happy. I can't be a good mommy. I can't do it. And she's clearly followed COVID now. I've not heard from her at all since 5 years ago, which is a great loss. I do feel sad because of that. But I think about her often, that she got peace when she turned off their lies. And amen. I think that's, let's leave it at that. You will find peace when you turn off the devil's tool. The devil comes to rob, lie, cheat, steal, kill. Whereas the Lord gives you your helmet of salvation, which is faith and hope. And so you need to really think what you're looking at and what you're listening to. And when you do that, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. You'll get such peace by turning it off. Remember, the minute you put on that TV and the news, do they show you all loving things? No, just to say, has anyone ever said, oh, Kate Shimarani, she's 13 and a half years post-aggressive breast cancer. She's still alive. I wonder what she's doing. And she looks really good on that TV program. She can really, no, they say, look at her. She's got bleached hair. She's got needs my roots to. She's got lip filler. No, I haven't. Look at the pictures of me years ago. It's lip gloss. It's lip liner on the outside. She's got wrinkles. She's not getting wrinkles. Oh, trust me, you get the filter off. I've got a lot of wrinkles. You know, it's all an attack. Even the worst things that happen in your life and the worst people that treat you badly, if you dig deep, you'll find something nice about them. You really will. And that's what you've got to put your focus on, that one thing. And Mariana Spring, who'd made the Panorama program, she sat at my table when it was the last Panorama program, and she didn't have a mask on or a visor on. She wasn't 6 foot apart when they were meant to be. And I'd made food for them. I'd invited them through my door. They're my guests then. If I invite someone in my home, they're not hostile, they're my guest. I made bread. I did a great big fruit platter. I said, do you want an avocado with that, Marianne? It was like one of my kids. She went, oh, yes, please. She devoured my food. So did the producer. That warmed my heart because at my table that day, there were guests. She was just a young woman. And she was showing me pictures of her cat and her sister. She was telling me about her life. She's not a horrible girl. She's just a product of the system, and yep. She's being used. Pray for her. Don't hate Mama.
Yeah, you know, when you're saying that, I remember when that took place because you were telling us about it. And I think about your favorite psalm there, Psalm 23. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence, except he was using you to prepare the table in the presence of your enemies. Again, it's, you know, it's not the way norm, like the average person thinks, oh, I win by doing the exact opposite of everything that's in me that wants to say, oh, I just want to grab you and shake you. And get to shake the truth in you, which you can't do. And that's the problem. We try to do it in the flesh instead of letting the Lord do it in the spirit. And so I thought when you told that, when they came out to interview, and I think you guys also went on a walk and you let her use your boots as well. So that this is, I want people to understand. See, some people will forget this from years ago when you talked about that, when that happened. They'll forget about that and they'll go, well, wait a minute. Kate really did that for this girl who wrote all this nasty stuff about, well, wait a minute, maybe I should question what's going on here, because I don't think, did she write in her story, maybe she did, but I don't think she even wrote in her story about the time of what, everything that went on there and just how kind you were to her.
Yeah, she didn't have any wellies. Yeah. So I lent her a pair of wellies. And then when she sat in the car when they were all muddy, I said, no, you sit there with your boots and I'll pull the wellies off. She's just a young girl. It doesn't bother me. You know, don't attack my sons. Don't attack her. They're just being used by the machine to discredit. And just pray for them. Pray for them, because my twin boy looked very troubled. And they are grieving. Of course they are. But they didn't see their sister. And they've got to deal with their own guilt. And, you know, the one thing we know of, every force will have an equal and opposing force, always. So you've got to all pray. Pray for all of them. Pray for them. And we've got to pray for justice, because I'm telling you, those coroners. I was told by a coroner that she wouldn't permit me to be qua advocate. So I did write her a letter back and say it wasn't a request, just to clear it up. I'm informing you that I am acting qua advocate and that she neither has the right to deny or grant. That's the law. So know your rights, know the laws, know your human body, teach yourselves, use the devil's tool to make sure you know it all, because if you leave it all to someone else, then you're going to get your fingers burned. And there's no point waiting till your back's against the wall, because it's never, ever a good time to act out of fear. And all through scripture, we are told, do not be afraid. Do Amen. Not be afraid. Amen. Anyway, I better go, because somebody who is going to come and help me, I'm raking the garden. We're going to the organic shop. I was supposed to be at the festival, but I've got to take the dogs out. And people are concerned for me. And I'm so grateful for everybody who wants to come around. Listen, I just want to say there was two cops at my door. They were actually really nice cops, and they came a couple of days after my daughter died, and they came to do a welfare check because they'd been told my other daughter was at danger. When they entered my house, I had a T-shirt on that said, it was 1:30 in the morning, and it said, biological adult female, no penis attached. And I could see him reading my T-shirt with his camera. And then he came this time, and again, they came first thing in the morning, and I had a pair of shorts on and a T-shirt that I just slept in. And my T-shirt said, Jesus loves me.
Nice.
So that's on camera. And they were just young. They didn't, you know, even half the cops don't know what's going on. They don't know. They're not on social media. They're not watching anything. They just get told, this is your job. Go out and do it. They don't know. So again, they are fathers, they're husbands, they've got mortgages, they've got children. It's going to happen to them and their children as well.
Yeah, this is what we've been saying. This is why you can't, I mean, you know, we talk about loving on the people. You've got to get in their face and tell them, look, guys, this is what you're doing. It's going to come to you. They may be using you now to attack us, and you may feel safe and everything with it, but they're eventually going to bring it on you. They're going to bring it on you. And all they have to do is look at just in the 20th century of where, you know, these communists and stuff go in. Who's the first people to be taken out? It's the one who engage in treason against their own people because they can't be trusted. You're the guys who get lined up. You guys in the media, you guys in acting as agents of the state, you're the first ones to be lined up and shot.
Yeah.
You, if you would stand up now, you would save yourself and you would save the people. But since you go along with it, I mean, you're helping to dig the pit you're going to go into, and you're going to lead your family into that too. So think about what you're doing and then repent. Stop doing it. As John the Baptist told the soldiers of the day, don't do any harm to anyone. I mean, can you imagine that? Well, what do we do? What do we do to repent? What? Don't do any harm to any man. You're telling a soldier that. But that's what he told them that their repentance was.
Yep. So yeah, that's my final thing. Don't hate the sinner. Hate the sin. Anyway, I got to go.
Okay.
Have a wonderful weekend, people. And thank you for everybody that's supported me. I am kicked off Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. I've been here before. Ride the storm. I'll be back posting lots now on Telegram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Substack. They're trying to stop my ability to earn money because they try and take everything from you. I do believe my sons are at great risk. They'll think nothing of taking my children. This is to attack, because what Stuart Wilkie and I have done, I couldn't get a hold of Stuart either. I'm a bit concerned. But please, you know, do support in every way you can. I've closed my website. My blog is only visible to members, but they'll buy a membership if they want to see it. That's all right. Do join, because, you know, what I'm going to now do, focus Facebook's, I'm going to put everything on my, they're keeping me distracted with all these letters I have to write when I want to really work on my Facebook and I want to get my own podcast going. And I think that's the way, is to do a podcast. And I'm going to do it. And also Rumble, if I can work out how to do it. But you know what? I do laugh on Telegram, because I laugh at David Wolf, David Avocado Wolf. He's on Telegram, and his posts and his memes are hilarious. And you know, he posted the one of the woman saying, I don't vaccinate any pets, my pets anymore. That's where I'm at. You know, I put that on Twitter because it literally pulls them all out of the shadows to expose themselves. The Lord tells us that. He says he's going to drive them. He'll drive them from the darkness. He'll drive them underground as well. So, you know, just keep going forward and looking and loving and light in the right direction. Anyway, have a good day, everybody. Tim, I've got to go. I will catch you later.
Okay. All right. There goes Kate. Yep. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, Kate, so much. We appreciate you and the stand you're taking, the example that you set. Guys, if you want to check out her site again, give her some support over there, kateshimrani.com. KateShimrani.com. You can also go to x.com/KateShimrani. You can follow her there on X. And also, we do carry some of the posts that she puts up. She does send them to me. So we just had one yesterday on diagnosis. So if you're interested in that, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Kate Shimrani is a contributor over there. You can just do the search at the top, a little magnifying glass, put in her name, and you should be able to see the shows we've done, any of the stuff that she's written. And of course, if we've only had a couple of articles from her here recently, so some of those will be built up. Tomorrow morning, if you don't have a place to go to church, you want to be with us, we're going to be going through another feast, seeing how it sets as a type for the Christ, the one who was to come. We'll be doing that at 10 a.m. Eastern, Lord willing. And so be here, you know, on time. My boys and I were talking about that yesterday, that if you are on time, that means you're late. If you're before the time you start, then you're on time. You'll be there on time. And obviously, if you're after the time, you're late. But that was what I was taught. And that's so that you have, I was always taught it, you're showing respect for the person that you're meeting or the people that you're meeting. And when somebody doesn't let you know, hey, there's an issue or something like that, then it's kind of, you know, it lacks an integrity. You know what time we start? 10, let's start. Okay. And we'll meet together and we'll be there tomorrow, Lord willing. And then don't forget, look, you are the minister in your community. You really are. Read Ephesians chapter 4. God gave gifts to the church. Why did he give those gifts? It was so that we all come to the unity of faith, right? But so that we're equipped for the work of Ministry. The people are equipped for the work of ministry. Not the minister, not the pastor, not the elders. The people are equipped. That's why you're to be taught, so that you're equipped to minister to other people. And so that's what we want to do. So open up your home. Simple ministry. Meet the needs of the people around you if you're able to do that. Open up your home. Most of us can serve a meal to somebody that we know, that we don't know, an acquaintance, an enemy, a friend, whatever. Read the scriptures. Let the word of God do what it does. Pray with them. Spur one another on to love and good works. And then we'll be back Monday for regular show, 6 a.m. But tomorrow I'll see you, Lord willing. By the way, Bradley will not be on this afternoon. We'll have another educational video up for this afternoon, I believe. He's not on because he's doing the thing out there in Colorado. So remember, you guys, let me put that in here one more time, since that will be starting in just a few hours, because they're on, it's Colorado Mountain Time, isn't that right? So I don't know if they're 2 hours behind me or if they're 3 hours. I think they're Mountain Time. That's what I want to say. But in any case, that'll be starting up here in a couple hours. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., whatever time zone Colorado is in, Johnstown, Colorado. It's the KHNC 1360 Picnic at the Park. That will be at Parrish Park. And you guys who are in the Colorado area, go out there and meet Bradley and his family. They've traveled a long way. They love you guys out there in Colorado. And thank you for that, Lori. So they're about 2 hours behind us. So I guess, about 3 hours or so, they'll be starting up. So you guys be sure and catch Bradley out there. And then, Lord willing, we'll see you back here in the morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Talk to you then. Oh, 10 a.m. Sorry, 10 a.m. tomorrow. Adios.